lot of roses. You've heard this. It's a jam. No, Doozy?
I don't think I have, but I like it. Sounds a little bit like...
been a long time since I rock it.
Sounds a little bit like Led Zeppelin.
I used to crank this in my Ford Fairmont in high school.
Yeah?
Dang right. All right, 7:38 on the ticket.
Just sounds like a guy cruising around me too-ing people.
Man, I loved AC/DC. From the first time I heard them, absolutely loved them. Still do. Yeah, a lot of Rosie.
Cartoon voice.
Great, though. All right, 7:38 on the ticket. You got the Morning Musers. Mike Ducey's in for Junior Miller. Mike, very brave. He hosted Free For All last night on Fox 4. Emily Jones, the guest last night.
Yes, we were talking some baseball.
Very nice.
That was great. Yeah, I just been out to the ballpark, the new ballpark, earlier in the day yesterday. We're going to talk about that later this morning.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about that.
Chatted about the new yard a little bit and some other Ranger stuff.
Now, the other day we had you on because you were playing a Super Tuesday ticket. Best of kind of thing on Tuesday night. And I was so out of it that I thought, okay, that's Super Tuesday. Well, that's pretty cool that he's doing that. I thought it was going to start at 10:30. And when you came on, we were joking it could happen anywhere from 10:30 till 1 o'clock. What time did that actually air on Tuesday night?
It aired at 11. So it wasn't really as late as I feared it might be. Yeah, okay. It wasn't bad at all. Got a lot of nice response to it. So it was a lot of fun.
Uh-oh.
No, we really did.
Complaints?
The P1, no, not at ticket. All. The P1 enjoyed it.
Do you ever get complaints that there's too much ticket on Free For All?
No, because I think, you know, the people have grown to expect us to do that on Tuesday nights more mm-hmm. often than not, have ticket guests in. And so I think people who like the station watch, and a lot of people like the station. So it's a win-win
well,
for us.
Well, really we appreciate is. You doing that yeah, for
it's
us
a lot of
every
fun.
Tuesday night.
Great
it's
having
ticket
you.
Tuesday on Free For All. They're on Fox 4. Well, with Mike in for Junior. It's a long-time tradition that we hear another edition of Ducey's Diary.
Thanks, George. You know, I keep kind of a sports journal type thing. I don't really think I make a big deal out of anything, but it's just kind of a little...
Mumble talking.
Kind of some notes I keep, you know, about sports and other things in life. Jared, if you've got something upbeat that we could play as kind of a music bed for this, thank you.
Okay. We were hoping to bring more energy to it.
Ban from the last time... I did one of these diaries until now. Okay, so we're going to pick it up. December 14th, 2019. P1 parking garage across the street from the studios of Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM The Ticket. Or should I say 96.7 FM and 1310 The Ticket. Anyway, I'm in the back seat of my car on the floor. It's a chilly morning, but I'm sweating profusely. I've just finished what we in the business call an air shift, filling in for the morning musers during what they call holiday dry dock. Some might call it an air shift. I would call it a comedy of errors, thanks to me. I didn't really have my best stuff on this morning. I know what you're thinking. Sean Bass and Mike Ducey doing a show together? This will be some dynamic radio magic, man. But it just didn't seem to happen. It was all my fault. But hey, through the sweat, the tears, and yes, the blood, and I mean that literally.
Gosh,
I'll pick myself blood. Up and manage to drive my 81 Toyota Tercel home. January 5th. Finally, it's official. Jason Garrett has been fired as head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. It was an up and down 10 years for the redhead. But what happens now? Just a hunch. I think Jerry and Steven make quick work of this hiring process and go with the most proven commodity on the NFL coaching market. The man they call Big Mac. You know Mike McCarthy, former coach of the Green Bay Football Packers. McCarthy comes aboard and hires a veteran staff. And as for Garrett, call me crazy, but I think he jumps right back into the game as offensive coordinator of the New York Giants of football. Again, just throwing it out there.
Wow, look at that. He got it right.
January 6th. A shocking development in the world of local DFW media. Mike Rhines, old gray wolf Reiner, announcing his retirement from KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth.
Why does he write it all
KTCK
out?
KTCK FM Flower Mound.
It's a wordy diary.
If I'm not mistaken, Rhines was one of the founders of this little radio station. And my, how it's grown. Something tells me we might hear from Mike one more time at a little thing they call ticket stock. But what will happen with the ticket lineup, you ask? Again, just spitballing here. But I can see the powers that be at the ticket shaking things up by moving noon to three staple Bob the Sterminator Sturm to afternoon drive with Corby the Snake Cobras Davidson. How about noon to three, you might be wondering? My gut tells me that up-and-coming and oh-so-cocky Jake Not Jack Kemp will be moving in with Dan McDowell on Super Bad Radio. Again, just something I think might happen.
Just a hunch, again.
Clearly writes after the fact.
January 16th. Feeling kind of down today. 6:21 p.m. I'm walking out of the studio at KDFW Fox 4. I've just completed my sportscasting duties for the early broadcasts on our station.
Ew.
What are those duties, you ask? They consist of a 45-second promotion for our late-night broadcast called Free for All. No need to burden our early viewers with actual sports news when we can ask them to tune in 6 hours later. Anywho, the promo did not, as they say, go well. Hair was flat, face more bloated than usual, botched a line that I originally thought had been pretty clever. Anyway, as I walked down the hall, out of the corner of my eye, I could see Clarice slowly shaking her head as if to ask, "Why are you still here, Ducey?" And also to ask, "Where in the hell is my dry cleaning?"
She's always concerned about her dry cleaning.
February 1st, feeling kind of down today.
Again?
Thought I'd give my dad a call. He lives in my hometown back in Iowa, and I know he's always excited to hear about how his successful broadcasting son is doing here in market number 5. I called Dad and said, "Hey, Dad, how is it going?" He says, "Hey, Mark, how are things in Houston?" I said, "Dallas." He said, "Whatever." I asked Dad if there's anything I could do for him. He said, "Yeah, here's something you can do for me. You can get a big-time network job like your cousin Steve, host of the blockbuster Fox morning show called Fox and Friends."
His dad's wordy, too.
The show that often features as a special guest somebody you may have heard of, the President of the United States, Donald Trump. You've heard of him, right? Your cousin is friends with the president. Dad was just getting warmed up. "So," he asked, "you're not on until 10:30 at night now, and you do a show with a girl?" he added scornfully.
Oh, man. Mm.
"And by the way," he added, "when are you going to start doing commentaries that go viral?" I was surprised that Dad was familiar with the term going viral, but anyway, Dad rallied, as he always does, and closed by saying that he loves me, quote, "in spite of everything."
I still love that line.
February 2nd, hey, it's the morning of Super Bowl 54, pitting the AFC champion Chiefs of Kansas City against the 49ers of San Francisco. Quick thoughts on the game. I'm thinking a sluggish 10-10 tie at the half with San Francisco grabbing a 10-point second half lead, only to have Patrick Mahomes and company rally for a 31-20 victory, ending KC's 50-year championship drought. Oh, and the halftime show? Something tells me that J-Lo and Shakira will be shaking it all night long at halftime.
Shaking it.
Again, just some general thoughts ahead of the event. February 18th. It's Ticket Tuesday on the late night Fox 4 show known as Free for All. You know, that's the show we do now rather than doing sportscast during noon times when people might actually be, oh, you know, tuning in. Anywho, on this particular night on Ticket Tuesday, Free for All, our guests are Dan McDowell and Jake Kemp, the new Bad Radio team. And what an appearance it was. They came dressed as two of the village people. Dan wore a mildly offensive Native American headdress. Jake, the black leather outfit of a smoking hot biker. Bad radio? More like rad radio, man.
Cordo, do you remember February being this long?
No.
February 21st. Hey, it's the annual Ticket Fan Festival known as Ticket Stock, and I'm proud to be on hand to spend some time at our Fox 4 booth. It's great to mingle with some of the P1s, the ticket listeners. And as a bonus this year, virtually every one of my conversations with the fans goes something like this. "Hey, Mike Ducey, like your show Free for All," and I say, "Hey, thanks." And then they say, "Hey, where's Sam?" Sam is Samantha Gannon, my co-host on the 30-minute nightly sports show Free for All, the one we do rather than normal sportscast during the news when people might actually watch. Anywho, Sam's been with Fox 4 about a year. I've been with the station 26 years, and every single person asks about her. It's almost as though these fans don't respect me. But someday they'll respect me. Someday They'll all respect me.
Oh, man. Always creepy.
And finally, March 5th, 4 a.m. Hey, my alarm is going off, and I'm springing out of bed. It's time to join my friends, George Dunham and Gordon Keith for Morning Drive on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio, whichever order we're saying the numbers now, The Ticket. Oh, happy day.
Yay! Deucey's Diary. There's so many family issues that make me uncomfortable.
It's exhausting. Just makes me sad.
I'm just spent.
All right, 7:47 on The Ticket. Maybe this will cheer you up. What happened last night at the AAC, we got Luka versus Zion for the first time ever, and it did not disappoint. We'll talk about that